We're reading from the book of Talmud Esser Sfirot, volume 6, page Bet Chaf Bet, part 16, item Reish Nun Bet. Before that, we will read the preparation from Kabbalah for Beginners, Hakdama LeSefer HaZohar. A good guest, what does he say? Everything the host has troubled, he has only troubled for my sake. Item Reish Nun Bet. And here, when Adam HaRishon sinned, the world turned upside down, and he caused a flaws in the four holy worlds, and made a correction in the four worlds of the Klipa. And this is their matter, because by the sin of Adam HaRishon, the flaws came to Olam HaAtzilut, Af Arichantin of Sanctity, seemingly. And this is the meaning of Yeshet Choshech Sitro. And then Arech Anpin of Atzilut does not illuminate, rather it is being concealed in Abba Ve'ima, which eliminate in Atzilut, and Arech Anpin eliminates through them, by them, and this is one flaws. Or Pnimi, item Reish Nun Bet. The flaws in Olam Atzilut up to Arech Anpin de Kedusha, seemingly, Arech Anpin de Atzilut does not illuminate, rather it is concealed in Abba Ve'ima, and Abba Ve'ima illuminate in Atzilut. Before the sin, Arech Anpin was illuminating in Atzilut, Mochin of Ab of Mazla, from which came all the Mochin of Zer Anpin and Nukve, until Zer Anpin closed Arech Anpin, and Nukva closed the upper Abba Ve'ima. And the meaning is that Zer Anpin in its Katnut is coming out from Hei Tata in Nikve Enaim, and he has only Vak, because he lacks Nehi de Kelim and Gar de Orot. And then it is considered to be in his place, in his permanent place. And in order to complete it in Gar, he rise man to Abba Ve'ima, and Abba Ve'ima even higher, until Mochin are attracted from Apsak De'ak, lowering Hei Tata from Nikve Enaim. And then Nehi Dekalim are coming out, and also Gar De'erot in Zer Anpin. It is becoming Gadol. And the reason is because Ab De'ak has nothing to do with Tzimtzum Bet, therefore the light attracted from it is lowering Hei Tata back from the Enaim to Peh, as it was in Tzimtzum Aleph. Is that understood, the action of Or HaPsag? Therefore, the light that is attracted from it is lowering Hei Tata back from the Enaim to the Peh, like it was in Tzimtzum Aleph. Therefore, only Ati can receive those Mochin of Absag Deak, for he has also from Tzimtzum Aleph as well. Atik is both, has both Tzimtzum Aleph and Tzimtzum Bet. It can be either way. Therefore, when light Absag, it works naturally on Atik, it lowers Hei Tata from Enaim back to Peh. He had Katnut, and now it's in its place, is becoming Gadol. Not at the time of the ascent, that it means that Achap are connecting to Galgalta Ve'naim, Kelim de Kabbalah are incorporated in Kelim Dashpa, rather in its place, meaning the annulment of the truth in Tzumbet. It happens in Atik, by the light of Absag. Indeed, the Partufim, Arech Anpin and Abba Ve'ima, that already belong to Tzimtzum Bet, where Tzimtzum Bet does not annul, they cannot receive them except by ascending to Atik. Or Absag is coming, it ascends them to a higher degree, where they can complete themselves. Therefore, they need Man de Mazla, because Malchut de Tzimtzum Aleph is incorporated in them until Chinat HaYesod in her, and then the lowering of the Hei Tata to Peh is possible at the time of the Zivug. Indeed, the Se'arot of Digna do not come to the internality to make man the Tzimtzum Aleph, except for the place of Gar the Attic, where this Malchut was concealed. Meaning, all the Partsufim that were built out of the weakness of the Masach, and the law that Tzimtzum Bet does not annul in the Partsufim of Arichan Pin Abba Veima and all the rest that are less than Attic, this law says that those Partsufim that were made by Tzimtzum Bet as Partsufim of Se'arot, all sorts of additional Partsufim, they do not annul. What does it mean? There is a Partsuf in Katnut. It has a Masach on Prinat Shoresh Aleph Bet, then comes Let Absag. The Masach receives additional strength and it becomes a stronger Masach that can receive in order to bestow. So everything that was in Katnut comes to an additional of Gadlut. But in those Partsufim that Tzimtzum Bet cannot be annulled in them, this is what happens. What was in Katnut remains in Katnut, and in Gadlut, Partsufim are added, but not real Partsufim. These are Partsufim of Se'arot. These are external Partsufim, which are called Levush, Heichal, and so on. And then, they do not annul. Instead of this true Partsuf of Gadlut that will be in the end of the correction, that due to the weakness of the screen it cannot be. Therefore he says, Se'arot Dikna, do not come into the internality, meaning becoming to be the true internal Partsuf to make man the Tzimtzum Aleph, except for Gar the Attic, where this Malchut is concealed, where Tzimtzum Bet exists, and there's a return to Tzimtzum Bet, but not any lower than that. The whole matter of Tzimtzum Aleph ends in Pe de Attic. We are in line with Seder, and the order of the ascent is such that at the time Mochin of Absag comes to Attic, that also have from the Prina of Tzimtzum Bet, because Prinat Chagat Nihi of his were corrected in Tzimtzum Bet for the purpose of Arichan Pin Da'atzilut. Then it is lowering Heitata from his Nihi Inaim to Pe, and Chagat Da'atik that were Prinat Acha outside of Rosh, they rise and become Prinat Rosh of Atik veChabad, and also and Arichan Pin also closed to Chagat Da'atik, that its gar also rise together with them, and they are standing in the place of Rosh De'atik, and Pe of Arich Anpin is now in the place of Pe De'atik. It is considered then that the eight corrections of the upper Dikna standing in the Siyum Lechayim of Rosh De'arich Anpin came into the internality of the Rosh, in the meaning of man, in the palate of Arich Anpin. And this is the meaning of Gichak, which is now in the Pe of Rosh of Attic. And Chagat de Arichanpin rise and become to be Gar de Arichanpin, and Abba ve'ima clothes Chagat de Arichanpin. They are found to stand now in the place of Gar de Arichanpin, and the Garon, throat of Arichanpin, in which the four lower corrections of Dikna are depending on, they stand now in the place of Galgalta de Arichanpin of before, and they enter into the internality of the Kelim, meaning inside the Garon of Arichanpin, and they become to the meaning of the Acha. These are letters. There are five groups of letters in the Pe. And then there was a zivug of Chech ve'Garon of Arichanpin, in the place of Gardatik, Girchik ve'achak are letters that are coming out from the throat in the Hebrew language. And the eight upper corrections of Dikna are connected with the four lower corrections of Dikna to one. And Mochin Da'ab of Makla is coming out. The coupling of Chech ve'garon, palate and a throat. And there are three situations here. One, when Nehi De'arichanpin became to Chagat, and Zon and Yesut ascend along with them, and they are found to be in the place of the permanent Abba ve'ima, because Yesut closes from Chazeh up to the Tabur of Arichanpin. And then the three Rashim and Atik of Abba ve'ima are incorporated with one another. When they stand in one place, they are incorporated with one another, because there is no absence in spirituality. And therefore, although Arichanpin ascend to Gar De'atik, meaning his previous partsuf remained there in Atik, it is considered that he illuminates in his permanent place like before he ascends, like the place they are clothing now, Abba ve'ima. And by this coupling that Arichanpin is doing in the place of Gar De'arichanpin, it also was done in its permanent place below, and Abba ve'ima, which are standing there, receiving the degree of the coupling from it. On the same way, when Abba ve'ima receive the degree of the coupling for the permanent Gar of Arichanpin, which ascended to him, to Rosh of Arichanpin, they make this coupling also in their permanent place. They give an illumination from the degree they ascend to, from Rosh de Arichanpin, to downwards to Rosh de Abba ve'ima, the permanent Abba ve'ima. They make this coupling in the place of Chagat de Arichanpin, where they close Abba ve'ima, which are also Yesut v'Zon, and Yesut v'Zon also receive the degree of the Zivug from Abba ve'ima, which are in their place. And this matter is called the blowing of the Rosh, meaning that the Partsuf, as it rises to a higher degree, is making a coupling there, and is radiating to his permanent place, to a lower degree, what he is receiving now from his superior. What does it give? The most simple example, when I was 5 years old, and then I was 10 years old, then at the time I was 10 years old, I remember in the state I was when I was 5 years old, and I understand this state better, and I'm seemingly using it. I understand why everything happened. I can, from the Elyon, study about the Tachton. It helps me to know the propagation of things and the development of things. This is what it means, that each partsuf that is going up illuminates downwards the new light he attains. And this is called the lowering of the Rosh, because it is considered that Arichanpin that ascend now to Gar De'arichanpin is lowering its head, and it's coupling in the place of Abba ve'ima, standing in the place of its permanent Gar, meaning he eliminates to his Rosh, which is in its permanent Rosh. And so Abba, Atik, Arichanpin, Abba ve'ima, Yesut, and so on. Atik went higher, it's not important for us. Arichanpin rose to the place of Atik, Abba ve'ima rose to the place of Arichanpin, and so on. What is going on here? This is Atik, this is Arichanpin, Abba ve'ima. Now, here it's Arichanpin in the place of Atik, so it receives from Atik. It Arichanpin illuminates to its place, his permanent place. This is called lowering of the head, where Abba ve'Ima, which ascended to their place, closed in. It is found that Abba ve'Ima that rose to the to one place, they ascended 1 degree only to Arichanpin. They receive an additional degree from Arichanpin that rose at the time bin to Ati. Whoever ascends to plus one, it is considered that he has gained plus two. Meanwhile, his higher went even higher and radiates, illuminates to his place what he attained. Is that clear? The connection from this ascent, mutual ascent. What are you laughing about? We need to ascend first. We are in line, v'chen. And also, Abba ve'Ima, who ascend to the place of Gar de'Arichanpin, they lower their rosh, and they couple in the place of their permanent Gar, meaning in the place of Chagat de'Arichanpin, where there is now Yeshut and Zon that ascended there. And then Yeshut Vezon receives from this Mochin Pchinat of the degree of Neshama. Because Zon is Nefesh and they receive Neshama. How can it be? They ascended to the degree of Ruach and they receive the radiation of Neshama to their degree, their place. And to Mochin Dechaya, and Nehi Dechagat De'Arichanpin ascend to Mochin Dechaya, to the place of its Chabad, and also Zon that are already clothing Nehi Dechagat De'Arichanpin, they ascend with them, and it is found now that there is only one Pchina now of lowering of the Rosh, meaning that Arichanpin, that is in the place of Atik, bowed his Rosh to the place of his permanent Gar, where Yesut and Zon are standing. Therefore, they receive from the Mochin the degree of Chaya, because the Mochin that are being accepted in the place of Gar de Arichanpin, which is the degree of Ab, they are Pchinat Chaya. And to Mochin de Yechida, all the 9 Sfirot of Arichanpin ascend to the place of Gar de Atik, and also the Zon that they close already, ascend with them and standing in the place of Gar de'Atik, and Yesut and Zon are found to be receiving now the Mochin that are coming out in there without any bowing of the Rosh at all. And therefore they are Mochin de'Yechida, because this is the degree of Keter. Indeed, the Zeranpin is Pchinat of Lemala and Lemata de'Yesud, and therefore it ascends with Mochin to Arichanpin and Chaya, that he receives in the place of Gar de'Arichanpin. It descends with the Mochin to the place of the upper Abba ve'Ima, and in the same way, in the degree of Neshama, that receives in the place of the upper Abba ve'Ima, it descends with the Mochin to the place of Yeshut, because Zeranpin is the lower half of Yeshut. Yeshut is its head, and Zeranpin is the goof towards the Yeshut. What do we see from all of this? Are there any questions and answers, Yirmiyahu? There aren't any? The truth is that we studied in parts 13 and 14, where there is all the ascending of all the Partufim of Atzilut, the correction we study in part 13, and the result, what we receive in return, what we gain from those corrections, that is in part 14. There is a question. Why is telling about the question? No, this is not for us. Not about the lowering of the Rosh, rather all this process of the ascents, there is nothing about it. Okay, not in questions and answers and not in Inyanim. Okay, so we will continue reading. These are very important things. how the Tachton can ascend up to the highest degrees, and in such a way that each time it receives an additional. The question is such: why, when I ascend 1 degree, I earn from 2 degrees? How can it be? In spirituality, everything is according to the exertion. According to the sorrow is the reward. How can it be that I receive something without a masach, without a payment? Because I, by my man, have caused all those ascents from downward upward. That is why, if I have caused that Arich Anpin will rise to Atik and Abba Vima to Arich Anpin, then I, which ascend now to Abba Vima, receives from Arich Anpin. I am entitled to receive from Abba, from the current, from the permanent Abba Vima, and from Abba Vima, which went even higher and attained something greater. They went higher and attained something better because I have caused this man to man. Therefore, they illuminate in return to their permanent place, and I receive in return the profit of what they have made, in addition to my own profit. You look at me as if you don't believe. Again, this is me. I ascend to a higher degree. How do I ascend? First, there was rising of man. I ascend to a higher degree. I was here. Now I am in a higher degree. Here I had O Nefesh, and here I now have O Haruach. The higher degree that was here, meanwhile, it ascended into a higher degree and receives from this degree Or Neshama. So far, so good. You don't see the differences in colors, and you cannot see through the camera. I now receive Or HaRuach, and because I was the cause to the ascent of the higher degree, so where it is in its higher degree, it radiates to her degree Or HaNeshama, which I too receive. So I received two times more from my ascent and from the ascent of my superior. The truth is, we are saying it only to make the language shorter. The Elyon ascended to the Ali Elyon, and more and more and more up to Ensof, and each one radiates to those degrees, and I gain all of them. All in all, I gain all the additionals of the Elyonim to themselves, because each one from Ensof downwards radiates to the whole change, the whole chain. Okay, let's move on. He's saying, look in page Tuf Tuf Chaf Zayin, answer Tet. Let's see, Aleph Taf Taf Chaf Zayin, page Aleph Taf Taf Chaf Zayin, page Taf Taf Chaf Zayin, the second column. What are the two prinot of the lowering of the Rosh? Again, page Aleph Taf Taf Chaf Zayin, second column. What are the two prinot of lowering the Rosh? There is no difference in Mochin de Zeranpin from the part of coming out of Mochin at the time of coupling. All the difference in them is only in the situations alone, because even Mochin the Ibur Aleph of Zeran to Prinat Nefesh in it, they also came in the place of Garde Atik, like Mochin the Yechida of Shabbat Bemincha, because there is no Prina of Zeran Pin that is attracted only from Zivug of Abba Ve'ima on the man of Mazling. It is known that the Searot of Dikma do not come to the internality of the man except for the place of Radla, meaning at the time that Gar de Arechanpin rise with the Mazling to Gar de Atik, and then in the Mazling the restriction A in them is awakened and the revealed degree of Abba is coming out. It is found that there is no Zivug in Abba Ve'ima for the purpose of Zohar, except for the power of the coming out of Mochin in Gar de Atik. But there are three states in it. One is by bowing the Rosh of Chaya V'Yechida to the place of Neshama, and then the Mochin of weekdays are coming out, which are from the clothing of Zeranpin to the place of Yishsut, meaning from Chazeh and downwards of Arechanpin, where is the permanent place of Yishsut. And those Mochin are considered to be Neshama de Zeranpin, meaning the Neran Chai are considered according to the degrees of the new Ma in Atzilut, that Atik is Keter ve'Yechida de Ma. And Arechanpin is Ab and Chaya Dema. And Abba Ve'ima are Sag and Neshama Dema. And Zon are Nefesh Ruach and Ma Dema. And they are the permanent Mochin in Atzilut. And there will be no diminishing in them ever. And know that according to them, the three degrees of Neshama, Chaya, Yechida of Zeranpin are measured. Because this is the rule, that each Tachton is coming out by its ascent and incorporation in the Rosh of the Elyon. It was clarified there that due to the bitush of Or Pnimi in Or Makif, the Masach de Guf purified in Guf de Galgalta, and the light of Guf departed, and then the Masach ascent to Pe de Rosh of Galgalta, and was incorporated in the Zivug of Rosh. And since his last Prina disappeared, and he remained only with Masach of Prina Gimel, therefore only the degree of Ab came out of there. And after his Aviyu was acknowledged that it is not worth to Rosh de Galgalta, meaning that it was acknowledged the, his Aviyu of Guf, then he came out of them and expanded in Rosh Toch Sof and downwards of, from Pe and downwards of Galgalta. The same way came out Parzuf Sarg by the ascent of the Masach of Guf De'ab to its Rosh, and it was incorporated in the Zivug of Pe de Rosh De'ab. And since the last Prina disappeared from this Masach and it remained only with Prina Bet, therefore only the degree of Sarg alone came out. And after it was recognized in the Masach that it is in the Aviyut of Guf, it came out of there and expanded in Rosh Toch Sof from Pe downward of Rosh Ha'ab. And in this way came out all the Mochin of Zeranpin, meaning after the breaking of the vessels of the Guf of Nikudin, which resembles to the purification of the Partzufim that was in the Partzufim of Ak. Here as well, the Masach of Guf, the Nikudim, ascent to the place of its Rosh and was incorporated in the Zivug of Pe of Rosh the Elyon. And when the Masach was recognized that it is only from Prinat Guf, then it came out of there and expanded from Pe downwards in Rosh Toch Sof. The difference is that here the ascent of the Masach and the propagation of the Partzuf wasn't done in one time as in the Partzufim of Ark, rather that the one who is more purified was coming out first, and therefore the ascents and the masachim descended to many prinot. And there is another difference here, because there was no annulment in the rashim of the degrees except in the bodies alone. And here in Nekudim, there was an annulment also in the rashim. Therefore, the Rashim ascended and were clarified first, each Tachton in the Rosh of the Elyon, and after the 3 degrees of Keter, Chochmah, Bina, which are Atik, Arichanpin, Ve'Abba, Ve'Ima, with the Shoot, came out first, which are Yechida, Chaya, and Neshama, Dema. Then the correction of Zon began, which is the Guf of Nikudim, that indeed includes 2 Gufot. 1 of Chagat de Nikudim, which are from upwards downwards of Abba Vima de Nikudim, and the 2nd are Tanhim of Nikudim, which are the upward downwards of Yesut of Nikudim. It is known that Abba Vima and Yesut de Atzilut are Parzuf in Prina of 1 degree, rather, they were divided into two due to the correction in Meletz that was done in Parzufim of Atzilut, because both of them are the degree of Sag, which is Neshama. But Yesut is divided to himself in Trinat Vak de Neshama, and they close Nehi de Arichanpin. And they close to Nehi de Abba Vima. And this Yesut is considered here in Atzilut to the higher Partsuf of Zeranpin, and all the ascents of Zeranpin to Pe, the Rosh de Elyon, is not only to Pe, the Rosh of this Yeshut, clothing Nehi, the Abba Ve'ima. And now you will understand in clarity the 3 states, including the Neshama, Chaya, Yechida of Zeranpin. Because also the first Ibur of Zeranpin from the Mochin of Neshama resemble entirely from the part of the coming out of the degree to Ibur of Prinat Yechida Zeranpin coming up by it to Gar de Arichanpin, which is for the following reason. Because there is no mochin to Zeranpin except for the zivug of Abba Ve'ima on Man de Mazlik, and they do not come out only in the place of Radli. But in mochin de Neshama that are coming by Nehi, the ascent of Nehi de Arichanpin to its Chagat, then Zeranpin that is closing to Nehi de Arichanpin rises to the place of Chagat de Arichanpin, and also Chagat de Arichanpin rise to its gar, and they rise along with them Abba Ve'ima, clothing those Chagat to the place of its gar. And also the Chagat of Atik ascend with the gar of Arichanpin, clothing on them to the place of gar de Atik. And then by this incorporation that were done in the degrees, it is found that gar de Arichanpin with the Se'arot de Dikna rose to the place of Gar de Atik, and the Mazling became Prinat Man to Arichanpin, and the degree of the revealed Ab is coming out there. And because the previous place of Gar de Arichanpin was in Ab Dema, meaning in the place that Abba Ve'ima rose up to now, therefore, this zivug is considered like it was done in the place of Abba Ve'ima, and this is considered to lowering of the Rosh of Arichanpin, standing now in the place of Gar de Atik. And it came down to its permanent place, which is Abdema, where the Chagat are standing now, that became to his Chagat with Abba Ve'ima. And in this way, Abba Ve'ima received the zivug on the Mazling, and in them too comes out the degree of Ab on the Mazling. And because the permanent place of Gar and Abba Ve'ima was in the old Chagat of Arichanpin, where is the degree of Sag, that now are the 2 Ktefin shoulders of Arichanpin, where the Nehi of Abba Ve'ima with his suit clothing on them remained, there now Zeranpin ascended too by the ascent of Nehi de Arichanpin to its Chagat. this coupling that Abba V'Ima are receiving from Ari Chayampin by the lowering of the Rosh, because they are in the place of Chabad de Ari Chayampin, it is considered as if it was done in the place of the two shoulders, Katfin of Ari Chayampin, because this is their permanent place of Gar de Abba V'Ima. And it is, and because of that, also Yesud standing in the place of the two Katfin of Ari Chayampin, they received the same degree of Ab that came out on Mazlig in Gar de Atik. And since the Ranpin is incorporated there in Pe de Rosh Yesud at the time of the coupling, he too is found to receive the same degree that the Yesud received. Like is written in Galgalta Absag Deak. And when the Aviut of Zeranpin was acknowledged, which is only from the Aviut of Guf Diyesud and not from Rosh Diyesud, then he was procreated and it came out from there and expanded in from Pe de Yesud downward in Rosh Toch Sof. And since Yesud are standing now in the permanent place of Abba V'Ima, which is in the place of two Katfin, which are only the degree of Sag, therefore those Mochin are considered to be Prinat Neshama alone. And you find that also the degree of Neshama of Ari Chayampin came out originally in the Gar of the permanent Atik, where is the Yechida of Ma. By the two prinot of Kfifat Rosh, bowing of the Rosh, because Ari Chayampin that ascend to the place of the permanent Gar of the Keter Dema, which is Yechida de Atzilut, it lowered its Rosh to the permanent place of Gar itself, which is Ab Dema and Chaya de Atzilut. By that, Abba V'Ima are found to be receiving from its degree of its coupling. Therefore, Abba V'Ima are standing now in the permanent place of Gar de Ari Chayampin, where is the place of Chaya de Atzilut, they lower the Rosh to Bet Katfin of Ari Chayampin, where is the degree of Sag and Neshama de Atzilut. And now Yesut and Zon are standing there, and Zon also receives the degree of Ab de Abba V'Ima, in a way that the two places, Yechida, Chaya of Atzilut, lowered the Rosh, each one to its Chagat, until they closed in the degree of Neshama Datzilut, which are the Chagat of now of Ari Chayampin, called Bet Katfin Two Shoulders. And by the power of this closing, they became Mochin to Prinat Neshama, although they originate from the degree of Yechida, meaning from Gar De Atik, which is Yechida Datzilut. Therefore, indeed, the Mochin are the revealed Ab and Prinat Yechida. But only the state of the lowering of the Rosh to the permanent place of Abba V'Ima, which, where the degree of Sag is, it has caused the diminishing of the Mochin to Prinat Neshama. And the place of its clothing of Zeranpin in those Mochin is from Pe de Rosh and Yeshut downward, because their Pe now closes to the Chazeh of Ari Chayampin, because the Rosh closes Chagad, and it is found that the Peh is in the Chazeh, and therefore after he was acknowledged in his Aviyut and is coming out from them, it expands from Peh de Yesut in Rosh Toch Sof, and it is from Chazeh de Ari Chayampin up to the Siyum Raglaim, and in Mochin de Chaya, meaning in the Shabbat de Musraf, Nihin and Chagad de Ari Chayampin ascend and are incorporated in its Chabad, and Zon closing Nehi v'Chagat ascend with them now to Chabad de Ari Chayampin, and also the Chagat of Ari Chayampin with Abba V'Ima ascend now to Gar de Atik, and Nehi b'Abba V'Ima along with Yesut have remained in Gar de Ari Chayampin in the place of the rising of Zon. It is found now that there is only Kfifat Rosh of Yechida to the place of Chaya, meaning Abba V'Ima that receives now the Mochin on the man of Mazling in the place of Gar de Atik. They lower Kofifim, the Rosh, to Prinat Gar of the permanent Ari Chayampin, where is the degree of Ab, Dema, and Chaya. And Yesut, standing there now, are found to receive the Mochin of Ab, De Abba V'Ima, which is revealed in the place of Atik by the lowering of the Rosh of Abba Ve'imma and the zone that are incorporated in Pede Yesut. They receive the degree along with Yesut. And since the lowering of the Rosh was made the place of Chaya De'atzilut, therefore those Mochin are considered to be Mochin the Chaya of zone. And after the Aviut of Zer Anpin was acknowledged, it is coming out from Pede Yesut and downwards in Rosh Tov Sof, which is now in Pede Arich Anpin and downward, and the Zer Anpin is found to close to the permanent place of Abba Ve'ima, meaning from Garon, throat, and downward of Arich Anpin, where is Keter the Abba Ve'ima. And on this way, in Mochin Deichida, coming out the Koma, the degree in Gar De'atik as well, only hears and Anpin receives the Mochin without any bowing of the Rosh, because now the nine Sfirot of Arich Anpin ascend together with Yesut and Zon to the place of Gar De'atik, and Yesut is found to receive from the degree of the revealed Av directly from Gar De'atik without any bowing of the Rosh. And also Zer Anpin incorporated in Pede Yesut, it is found that it too receives this degree without any bowing of the Rosh. Therefore this degree is considered to be Yechida de Zer Anpin. And after the Aviut of Guf of Zer Anpin was acknowledged, it comes out from Rosh de Yesut, which is in the place of Gar De'atik, and it expands from Pe de Yesut and downward, which is from Pe De'atik downward, where is the Chinah of the permanent Gar of Arich Anpin. Therefore, in Mochin de Yechida, it closes Gar de Arich Anpin. It was well clarified that there is no division in any degree from the part of the coming out of Mochin where they have originated from. Rather, all the renews is in the division, in the closing by the boring of the Rosh. That in Mochin the Neshama, there are two types of boring of the Rosh to the place of Chagat, because in Tchinat Yechida it bowed its Rosh to the place in Chaya, and in Tchinat Chaya it bowed its Rosh to the place of Neshama, and in Mochin de Chaya there is bowing of the Rosh to the Tchinat Yechida to the place Chaya, and in Mochin de Yechida there is no bowing of the Rosh, only it receives the Mochin from the place of Gar De'atik itself at the time of his conception. And this is the whole praise of this Mochin and understand. And except for those two generals, there are also private Neranchai of each one of this Neshama Yechida. That also in the details there is no division in the measure of the degree from the part of their coming out of the Mochin from their originate. Rather, there is here a degree of Arich Anpin. If they give their Mochin to Zer Anpin from the external partsuf of them, then Zer Anpin receives Prinat Nefesh of the same degree. And if Abba Ve'ima bestow to him from the middle partsuf of them, then Zer Anpin receives Prinat Yenikra from this degree. And if they bestow to him from the partsuf of this Binot, then it receives from Neshama of this degree. And if it is from partsuf Chaya Yechida in them, it receives from Prinat Chaya Yechida of the Mochin. Until 2 years of Sakin, it receives from Vak Deruach, and then it has only Prinat 6 corrections of Dikna. And in the 9 years and 1 day, it receives Mochin Devak. And in 13 years, it receives Mochin De Neshama, and then he has 9 corrections of Dikna. And in 20 years, it receives the Lamed Mem of Mochin, and then he has 13 corrections of Dikna in wholeness. And he has Chaya Yechida of this degree. And all those details until 20 years are conducted in Mochin of weekdays alone, and also in Mochin de Chaya alone, and also in Mochin de Yechida alone, because these are the measures of Abba Ve'ima that are measuring the Neranchai of each degree according to the order of the degree until they complete the entire degree, which is considered to the time of 20 years. it was well clarified that there is no dividing in all the details of the mochin of Zeranpin from the essence of the mochin in the place of their coming out from. Because all of them, beginning from Nefesh Neshama up to Yechidah de Yechidah, are coming out necessarily in Gar of Atik, but but the only difference is in the different states of the lowering of the Rosh, which are two prinot of lowerings of the Rosh, one to Neshama and the second one to Chaya. But he receives the mochin of Yechidah without the bowing of the Rosh. And also Neranchai of each degree, they are diminishing only due to the closing of Arich Anpin for the purpose of the bestowing of mochin to Zer Anpin. May it be in the external patsuf, may it be in the middle patsuf, but in mochin themselves there is no dividing, and remember that. From the first time, it's definitely very hard to digest it. But all in all, the impression is that from the part of the Tachton, there is rising of man, and by that he compels all the higher parts of him to rise, and by that he gains their lowering of the Rosh in the degree of Neshama and Chaya, and then he comes to its place, whatever is possible till the end of the correction, not to its place, but in its place, what he can correct. And let's say that Zeran Pin that closes the Archan Pin closes on Zeran Pin the Nikudim, and by that, like it resembles Zon de Nikudim, let's say if Zon de Nikudim were rising their Achat, instead of expanding inside the Achat, we have in Olam HaNikudim Keter, Abba, Ve'ima, and Zon. They are all in Katnut. And in Gadlut, the Zon expanded below the Parsa to their Nehi. To their Nehim. So now what is happening is that Zeran Pin that rises to Arech Anpin, it resembles by that to Zon de Nikudim. If Zon de Nikudim were rising their Nehim, except for the stony heart, Leva Even. Is that clear? Is that clear or not? Those are the most simple things. What was how good it was if the world of Nikudim would have known how to make the correction. It would separate from Kelim the name which are under the Persa. He would distinguish in them those that can and those that cannot ascend above the Persa. He would have separated from Kelim of Aliyah from Kelim that cannot be corrected, Leva Even. Then, if Zon de Nikudim would have attached to themselves the Achat of Aliyah, they would have attained what now Zon de Atzilut attains by rising to Arich Anpin. Exactly the same thing. Because we always have the question, Zon de Atzilut is against Zon de Nikudim in Katnut. What does it mean that Zeran Pin that rises to Arich Anpin closes on Zeran Pin the Nikudim? How can it be? He is already closing on Zeran Pin the Nikudim in Katnut. It means that it is rising to Arich Anpin. It is taking upon himself all the achap, all the broken kelim that can be corrected, and then it resembles to Zon the Nikudim at the time of Gadlut by their achap of Aliyah, if this is what they would have done originally and wouldn't have been broken. By that, Olam Atzilut comes to the correction of Olam HaNikudim except for Leva Even. Question. What does it mean, Ole, rising, that Zeranpin is rising. Rising, it means that it is prepared to correct its Achap de Aliyah by attaching to himself all the rest of the Kelim of the Tachtonim and receives powers from above to correct them and attach them. That is called an ascent. Ascent means that there is a bigger desire and a bigger Masach. There are no ups and downs in spirituality, ascents and descents, rather additional of Kelim. Question, what is not understood? By in what he remains in its place, in what it considered that he arises, and if he receives an additional, what does it mean that it goes back down to its place? There are ascents and descents, ups and downs, only because he is performing some kind of a special task. He's doing a special correction. He does not correct entirely everything, rather he's in a certain state in which he corrects a certain vessel, attach another vessel. You're asking where he's taking those kelim from, because after the breaking of the kelim, all the kelim were spreaded from palsat to the ending. The more corrupted the vessel is, the lower it is found to be in. And all the kelim are individuals. The masach that was connecting between the kelim before the breaking broke. The connecting masach, the gluing masach. And now each kli, each rechimo that remains, it is now an individual reshimo, and it awakens the Ranpin to correct it alone and not the others. That is why there is ascent, descent, correct, and then he feels another broken kli, it awakes in him for an ascent again and descent again to a greater vessel and so on. I will draw it soon. After the breaking of the kelim, below the parsa, we have the broken kelim. We have the broken kelim under the parsa, from the light vessel to the heavy vessel, from the little one to the big one, according to the flaws. This is how the will grows. The more, the bigger the desire is, the deeper the fall is, because there is no masach. This is where Zonda Atzilut is standing. It receives for the correction the most pure vessel. We correct from the pure to the impure. So this clear rise man, it is attached to Zonda Atzilut. It is connected to Zonda Atzilut. This is one achap. It corrected it. Now the second kli is awakened, the next in line, and it rises itself to Zon that corrected itself in this one achap, as if it has ascended to some place. Now it descends, and it descends lower than it was before, because this achap is thicker. So each time there is a higher ascent and a lower descent, and it causes to have even higher ascent. This is Zon plus achap 1 plus achap 2. And next, in line, there is a descent to the third achap. And it ascends by it to Zon plus 3. And so on. Therefore, all the corrections are in doses. Ups and downs, ascend and descend, because these kelim are not tied to one another anymore, rather they are separated from one another. Reshimot, separated reshimot. And therefore it goes in doses, reshimot, until it completes them all. And the last reshimot that descends Rabbi Shimon from the market, this is a descent for the deepest descent and the highest ascent that brings him for his to his own personal private correction. What can be done by Achav Da'aliyah? Then he equalizes Zon de Nikudim. If Zon de Nikudim were correcting themselves properly by the Achav of Aliyah, this is in fact the process. So don't be afraid of descents, and the deeper they are, it's a sign that there is a power to ascend and be corrected. That is for sure. The only thing is how much we can implement those conditions. But descents, it is a very good sign, as Baal HaSulam writes in his letters as well. We are in page Bet Chaf Gimel, second column, and this is what he says, that by the sin of Adam HaRishon, the corruption came in Olam HaAtzilut up to Arichan Pin de Kedusha. And this is the meaning, Yesh et Choshech Sito, and then Arichan Pin de Atzilut does not illuminate, rather it is concealed in Abba Ve'ima, and Abba Ve'ima illuminate in Atzilut. Because by the sin of Adam HaRishon, all those Mochin that came out in Atzilut were corrupted, as and they did not remain in Parzufim of Atzilut, only the permanent Mochin, and Arich Anpin returned to the place of Chagat the Atik, and Abba Vima returned to the place of Chagat the Arich Anpin in Mochin the Sag, and Yesut and Zon returned through the Chazé downward of Arich Anpin to Prinat Vak without Rosh, and the Nukva returned to the Nekudat Asiyum of Zer Anpin. It is found that Arich Anpin does not illuminate the Mochin of Mazla anymore to Abba Vima and Zon, like it illuminated in the three Prinot before the sin of Adam HaRishon. But Abba Vima that descended from Tve downward of Abba Vima and Mochin the Sag, they illuminate in Atzilut to Yeshut and Zon, which do not receive from them, only Mochin Devak and Mochin Da'ab were prevented from them entirely, even from the upper Abba Vima, because all the ascents to the place of the coupling of Mazla were annulled. We will study about it. After all those studies, it is eventually understood that not the wisdom helps us, only the correction in factor, because after all those words and all this explanation, all the technique we are studying, eventually we discover the need for connection. In other words, like Kabbalist expresses in a very technical form, Reshimot, Prinot, Ascent, Masrin, Breaking, Rising, Descending, behind this there are emotional terms of a man that is coming and trying more and more with work against the Masachim. By that we shall end our lesson and move on to the third part.